40. Greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
It is good. Everyone knows we've been playing hard. We've been pitching good. We made those plays we'll be supposed to make. So everything is coming together.
Everything is coming together for Venezuelan pitcher Carlos Carrasco and the Cleveland Indians. In fact, you could say everything has really come together for the Indians during the past 3 weeks. They've won 20 consecutive games. That ties the American League record. And now they're trying to tie the all-time Major League Baseball record of 21 wins in a row set by the 1935 Chicago Cubs. Coincidentally, the Indians lost to the Cubs in last year's World Series 4-3. The Indians are hosting the Detroit Tigers in Cleveland on this Wednesday, going after their 21st victory in a row. Cleveland's manager is Terry Francona. Hey, Coach, what's been your message to the team during this big winning streak?
Our message is always consistent that, hey, show up and try to outplay them today. And they're doing a really good job of that. I think to be a good team, you know, spreading out games is important. And the guys have done a really good job of that. We haven't had to tax our bullpen. You know, we've been able to get a lot of guys in games. So everybody feels like, you know, they're part of what we're doing. I think they're doing a good job. That's an understatement.
That's a big understatement, Coach. Come on, man. 20 wins in a row. They're doing a great job, Coach. Meanwhile, September is Hispanic Heritage Month in Major League Baseball. And it's not an understatement to say the Indians have received some big contributions from their Hispanic players during their 20-game winning streak. Venezuelan pitcher Carlos Carrasco, who we heard from at the top of the show, has a record this season of 15 wins and 6 losses, and he struck out 201 batters. Meanwhile, Dominican infielder Jose Ramirez is Cleveland's top hitter with a .309 batting average going into Wednesday's game against the Tigers. Ramirez had 2 hits on Tuesday when the Indians beat the Tigers 2-0, while Puerto Rican shortstop Francisco Lindor hit his 30th home run of the season. With just a few weeks left in Major League Baseball's regular season, the Indians have the best record in the American League, 89 wins and 56 losses. In the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers have the best record and the best major league record overall, 93 victories and 52 defeats. And let's give a shout out for the major league club based right here in Washington, D.C., the Washington Nationals. The Nationals are also having a very good season. They clinched the National League's East Division title on Sunday, and their record is 88 wins and 56 losses. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America.
From Pink to Pitbull, Beyonce to Bruno Mars, the hits live here on the Top 20 Countdown. Hi, I'm Ray McDonald, and for the past 30 years, I've been counting down the very best of the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart. The hit list never sleeps, so don't you miss a moment of the action. Join me every Thursday for the Top 20 Countdown, right here and worldwide on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep on sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on sunny side of life.
Hi, I'm Kofi Apari, defender for DC United. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Kofi. And this Sunny Side of Sports programming note, you can hear my interview with Kofi Apari during Friday's show. My producer this evening, Bill Werkinger, and yours truly, had a chance to visit with Kofi during a couple of recent DC United training sessions here in Washington. This is Kofi's fifth season in Major League Soccer, and it's been his most productive. The Ghana-born defender has set career highs in several categories. In European club football, group stage action is continuing Wednesday evening in the UEFA Champions League. Defending champion Real Madrid, winners of a record 12 European titles, are at home against APOEL. That's a club based in Cyprus. Look for Zinedine Zidane's boys to win that Group H match at Santiago Bernabeu. In Group E, the English Premier League club Liverpool is at home against Sevilla of Spain. The Reds of Liverpool are coming off a lopsided 5-0 loss to Manchester City in Premier League play. Liverpool's German manager, Jurgen Klopp, expressed confidence that his club will bounce back against Sevilla.
Until we conceded the third goal, I thought it makes also sense to try to score. Yeah, after the third one, it was again a different game. And the fifth one was in the last minute and a goal of the month or of the week, I don't know. So that's not important anymore. But we have another competition and we worked so long, so hard for it. And we actually plan to put all what we have in this game, and nothing what happened on last Saturday will stop us.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp also has an update on his Egyptian winger Mohamed Salah.
Mo, we sent him home tonight, that's right. He was in, and then Doc told me, Mo said I can train, Doc said he can train. When I asked the Doc what would be best for him, I said, okay, if he doesn't have to train because he has a little bit sore throat, so should not be that serious. So we sent him home, not that he cannot spread the virus, if there's a virus. In this moment, we expect him back for normal training.
Highlighting a few of Tuesday's UEFA Champions League matches, Lionel Messi had two goals, and five-time European champion Barcelona beat visiting Juventus 3-0 in Group D. Messi bagged his 95th and 96th goals in the Champions League, and he broke a scoreless deadlock just before the end of the first half. Now, Lionel Messi has had a lot of success against a lot of different goalkeepers over the years, but believe it or not, this marked the first time he has scored against 39-year-old Juventus goalkeeper Gianluigi Buffon in four career meetings. In Glasgow, Scotland, Brazilian star Neymar scored the opening goal, and Paris Saint-Germain went on to an emphatic 5-0 Group B victory over Celtic. Uruguayan striker Edinson Cavani had two goals for PSG, while French teenager Kylian Mbappe also scored. In the group's other match, five-time champion Bayern Munich defeated visiting Anderlecht of Belgium 3-0. Bayern's manager is the Italian Carlo Ancelotti.
It was good. The game was under control, of course. We could play with more intensity, with more pace, but we didn't need. The game, how was at the beginning, was to control well, to have a good possession. Maybe we could play with more intensity, but in general, I'm satisfied.
That's Carlo Ancelotti, the manager for Bayern Munich Football Club, and he was speaking in Munich, Germany. Now let's go to Ghana, where the group phase of the WAFU Cup of Nations football tournament kicks off Thursday. There are two Group A matches scheduled at this competition for teams in West Africa. Mali will meet Nigeria in the first match at the Cape Coast Sports Stadium in Cape Coast, Ghana. And then the host country, Ghana, will take on Guinea in Thursday's second match at the same venue. In results Tuesday, Benin and Ivory Coast scored victories to advance to the group stage. Benin beat Cape Verde 2-0, and Ivory Coast topped Togo in a penalty kick shootout 4-3 after a goalless draw. Ivory Coast and Benin will now play each other on Thursday at Cape Coast Sports Stadium, and that same day, Senegal will go against Niger. The top two teams in each group will advance to the semifinals on September 21st, and the final will be played on September 24th at the Cape Coast Sports Stadium.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next, Straight Talk Africa. The 72nd United Nations General Assembly opens with a theme focusing on people, striving for peace and a decent life for all on a sustainable planet. Host Shaka Sali and his guest will discuss the UNGA's theme and its importance for the people of Africa on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here.
This is the voice of America. Washington, Bamboozip, D.C.
Voice of America.
I feel great. Just a couple days for big day on September 16th.
Triple G!
That's right. That's Triple G! Gennady Golovkin, who's getting ready for a big day September 16th when he fights Saul Canelo Alvarez in a much-anticipated world middleweight title bout. Triple G and Canelo have arrived in Las Vegas, Nevada, where they'll trade punches Saturday night at the T-Mobile Arena. The 35-year-old Golovkin is from Kazakhstan. He's made 18 consecutive world title defenses, and Triple G has won all 37 of his professional fights, 33 of them by knockout. Canelo Alvarez is from Mexico. He has a record of 49 wins, one loss, and one draw. Canelo's only loss came against Floyd Mayweather in 2013. Our VOA boxing fans will remember Mayweather came out of retirement and fought at the same T-Mobile Arena on August 26th when he scored a 10th round technical knockout of the Irishman Conor McGregor. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, is packing his bags for Vegas to get his ringside seat for Canelo Triple G. World heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua said on Tuesday's show that he's going with Canelo to win on Saturday night. And I'm pretty sure Namdi is also picking Canelo, but we'll get his pre-fight prediction later this week. I refuse to sit on the fence ahead of such a big fight. I'm also going with Canelo to win. At 27, Canelo is younger than Triple G, and I think he's the hungrier fighter with more technical skills than Golovkin. But I've been wrong before, VOA boxing fans. So stay tuned right here on the Sunny Side of Sports. I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Joining us once again here in Studio 22 is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. You know, I was just saying to our producer, Bill, and our engineer, Nick, that even though it's cloudy outside today here in Washington, D.C., we've got the sunniness. The sun is here in Studio 22, quite sunny.
Andrew, today. I know you always try to stay on the sunny side.
I always do.
Well, what's trending on this Wednesday?
So we've got three stories, girl power, Major League Baseball, and then girl power in Major League Baseball. So we'll start with girl power. And of course, the most powerful woman in all of sports, arguably Serena Williams. And she was out of the U.S. Open, out of the year in tennis, really, after the Australian Open, because she was having her first child. Well, she's shared her first photo of her daughter, Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr. Now, this is interesting because Serena's fiance and the baby's father is named Alexis Ohanian. He is the co-founder of the website Reddit. So a little unusual to name your daughter after the male parent, and to call a daughter Junior is a little unusual. But if anyone knows anything about blazing trails and doing things uniquely, it's Serena Williams. She released a really nice video on Instagram and YouTube that catalogs her pregnancy. Some very funny moments that fans picked up on in that video. There's a clip from the Australian Open of Serena holding the champion's trophy, and the text on the video reads, "No one knows I'm 8 weeks pregnant." So she was quite, you know, even then, you know, we talked about her playing the Australian Open and winning the Australian Open while she was pregnant. So having a little fun there in that clip. Lots of clips of Serena dancing and even playing tennis. Of course, trying to stay active. She wants to return for the Australian Open in January. And the second to last clip shows Alexis Jr. for the first time. Serena says they had some complications. She didn't specify what those were, but everything seems to be fine now. In the last scene in the video, Sunny, this is the best. It says, "Hello, world. Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr., born September 1st, 2017. Weight 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Grand Slam titles, won, because of course Serena won that Australian Open Grand Slam title when she was pregnant.
That's so right.
Having a little bit of fun there. Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr. quickly became a trending topic on social media. Imagine, Sonny, being 2 weeks old and already you're trending. I mean, I can't imagine that, but it's a very exciting time for them. And already, you know, that we heard the jokes after the baby was born, after Serena announced she was pregnant, even before that. And the jokes are continuing that this baby is going to win multiple Grand Slams, that she's going to play Federer's children or Djokovic's children. So congratulations to them. It seems like everything's going well. And she already got one Grand Slam title under her belt at the age of, what, 13 days old.
Baby power, girl power, and some baseball power by a team out of Cleveland, right, Andrew?
Yeah, as you mentioned, the Cleveland Indians, 20th straight win, going for 21 today. That ties them 20 wins with the longest winning streak in the American League, tied with the 2002 Oakland Athletics. There's a little bit of debate about the longest streak ever, because some say the 1916 New York Giants have the longest record, 26 games, but they actually tied in one of those games, so they didn't win it, they tied. If you look just at wins, it's 21 games by the 1935 Chicago Cubs, and interestingly, it was the Cleveland Indians who faced the Chicago Cubs last year in the World Series. So they're hoping they can best that record. Even though they couldn't win the World Series last year, they're hoping they can best their record this year on this hot winning streak. Fans in Cleveland are just thrilled, Sonny. That my favorite, I think, I saw a post somebody had. It says Windians, and it has 20 W's before.
Wow.
So it's you know, taking the Cleveland Indians and turning them into the Cleveland Windians. This, I thought, was great, too. Cleveland has a great basketball team, of course, with LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers. Great baseball team that's doing really well this year. National Football League team, the Cleveland Browns, not so much. They haven't really been doing great at all, ever, really. Not in recent memories, anyway. But somebody pointed out the Cleveland Indians had 18 wins in 18 days as of a couple days ago. The Cleveland Browns had 18 wins in 1,751 days, which translates to 4 years, 9 months, and 17 days. Now, granted, the football season is much shorter than the Major League Baseball season, but it gives you an idea of how bad the Cleveland Browns are and how much excitement there is to root for an actual winning team in Cleveland.
Lots of excitement in Cleveland, and as I mentioned, they're playing the Detroit Tigers as I speak, early afternoon contest in Cleveland. Going for their record-tying 21st victory in a row, which, as Andrew just said, would tie the all-time record set by the 1935 Chicago Cubs. That shows how hard it is to do it based on a team, you know, setting it way back in the 1900s, Andrew.
Yeah, it's been almost, what does it make it, 80-some-odd years, if I do the math correctly, 82 years. So,
long time.
Long time. Usually it's the other kind of record that we saw with the Los Angeles Dodgers, 11 straight losses that they just had, but they've finally won a game, so they've broken that record that they didn't want to have.
Andrew, we have about a minute left in the show. What else is trending?
So I talked about girl power and baseball. Well, here is combining the two, girl power in baseball. There's a girl named Haley Dawson. She's a 7-year-old baseball fan. She was born with a genetic condition that left her without 3 fingers on her right hand. So she's a sports fan, still wanted to play Little League Baseball. So what does she do? She uses a 3D printed hand to play baseball, and it actually moves as she moves her wrist. It moves this hand. Now, this is already an impressive story that she can play baseball with a 3D printed hand, but she's gotten to throw out, as a result of her perseverance, the first pitch for our two local baseball teams, the Washington Nationals, and just up the road from us, the Baltimore Orioles. But Haley doesn't want to stop there. She wants to throw out the opening pitch in every single Major League Baseball stadium in the United States. And guess what, Sonny? All of the Major League Baseball teams are responding to her on social media and saying, Haley, the invitation's open.
Wow.
Message us. Let us know. So I've seen at least over a dozen teams so far that have tweeted or posted at her saying they want her to come by. And if she can make it to all those stadiums, she'll break the world record. So hats off to Haley. Hopefully she can do that and make some history herself.
Hats off, Haley, and hats off to Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Sonny.
And that wraps up the September 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanoff. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On August 23rd, Angolans went to the polls to elect a new parliament and to determine who would replace President José Eduardo dos Santos, who has governed the country for the past 38 years. It was Angola's fourth such election since independence from Portugal in 1975. In 1979, José Eduardo dos Santos succeeded the country's first president, Agostinho Neto. This year, President dos Santos declined to stand for another election. Instead, Angolan Defense Minister João Lourenço topped the party list for the ruling MPLA party. The MPLA won the election with 61% of the vote, giving them a majority of seats in parliament, making João Lourenço the next president. Five opposition parties split the remaining 39% of the vote. The United States congratulates the people of Angola for exercising their democratic right to vote in the August 23rd historic national elections. We look forward to working with President-elect João Lourenço and the new Parliament of the Republic of Angola to further strengthen our bilateral relationship, said State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert in a written statement. The United States stands by the people of Angola in their efforts to build strong, democratic, and inclusive institutions that are dedicated to ensuring a peaceful and prosperous future for all Angolans.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next, Straight Talk Africa, fresh off a three-nation Africa visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Zambia, and Tanzania. Shaka Sali talks about the fascinating people he met and the challenges he encountered, reporting on democracy in Africa. On the road with Shaka, on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Brotty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.